The Raiders quarterback, Derek Carr, joins us on the Derek Carr Show, coming off a huge win. And Derek, let's begin talking about the celebration, the game ball, the flight home, and then you get back to your family. Walk us through the last, 12, 14 hours for you.
Oh, yeah. It was just one of those moments that you dream of, as a kid. You look forward to something like that. You dream of having the ball, late in the game in a tough environment on the road and, getting a win. And, obviously, it was hectic after that. Everyone's celebrating and things like that. I don't think anyone, slept on the flight home. Everyone's just so excited and talking to each other and things like that. And, I just think that, we're doing things the right way, and hopefully there's more feelings like that, but when I got home, that was the best feeling. When I got to see my wife and my two babies, that beats any win any day.
Isn't that great, though? Let's talk more about that, how you get a chance to celebrate. After a loss, you got to put it behind you quickly, but how long do those wins stay with you? How many days through Tuesday, Wednesday, because you got to get ready for the Chargers coming into Oakland?
Well, yeah, I mean, it just, it's always good to win because it feels good going into work. Whenever you lose, you got that sour taste in your mouth, and no one likes that. It doesn't change the way you work, but, no one likes that feeling. But when you win, you got a good feeling because you know what you guys are doing is working. The things that you're doing as a team are paying off, the hard work and those things. So that's always the best part, is that you don't have that sour taste in your mouth, but you're right, in this league, the NFL doesn't care. You got another game to get ready for, and they don't care what you did last week.
Derek Carr is our guest. Derek, you spent a lot of time post-game talking about Michael Crabtree and the way Crab ran those routes. Can you talk about the final touchdown, the move he made, and you got it there right before the safety came over? It just seemed like the entire day he was brilliant, not just with the touchdowns, with every route that he ran.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He's someone that you can always rely on. He's someone that you can always count on. Super competitive guy. One of the most competitive people I've ever been around in my life. And that's cool because that's exactly how I am. I love to compete. I love the challenge and things like that. And I know that he does too. And his routes were on point. All game. And he that's what we expect from him. It's cool that he got his three touchdowns. And all that. But we expect him to do those things because he's such a good football player.
Was Amari being double teamed? Was it opening up easier for Crab? Compare your two star wide receivers, and it just looked like it was Crab's day. What was going on with Amari, who had some big catches too?
Oh yeah, Coop had some big grabs for us, and whenever you get him one on one with a good matchup, you always want to take that. 99.9% of the time, he's going to win. those are things that you rely on. But it's like I was talking to my dad yesterday, and it's like when Steph Curry's hot. Everybody on that team better pass him the ball, and it just happened to be Crabtree was hot, and you got to make sure that he gets the ball in his hands because he's going to do something special with it.
How concerned are you at the tight end position with the injuries there? Two of your great tight ends got banged up in that game.
Yeah, that stuff always breaks my heart. We'll see how Clive's doing today. He was moving around pretty good, but Lee, obviously, he may be out for a period of time, and that's always hard. That's always hard because you love these guys and you care for them so much. You never want to see your brother go down. In this league, it's next man up. So, good thing is we got a great scouting department, great GM, great coaches that have found guys and have guys in place for if these kind of things happen. And, we're just going to, next man up and pick up the torch and keep playing.
Derek, a couple of penalties for Alexander up front, number 74, but then he stepped up and kept a clean pocket for you as you weren't sacked. Did you talk to him throughout the game with the jitters and the start and what it meant to him? Because he did settle in at times, but made a couple of mental mistakes that you can always clean up.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is expected. And with those young guys, I don't lose my mind on them or anything like that, because they're young, it's going to happen. And, you don't expect them to happen, but when it does, it's, not that it's okay. It's just, those kind of things are going to happen, especially, late in the game with DeAndre. I told him when he got on the, when he got on the airplane, I looked at him and said, "Hey man, you don't lose one bit of sleep over that." I said, "I don't know why it happens, but when you're a young guy, man, this league will just do its way of letting you know that there's always things to work on." And, I said, don't worry about it because you're going to be a better player for it. And, he was in good spirits, and same with Vidal, man. He was in good spirits, too. He knows those things are going to happen. You don't want him to. But as a young player and as you're learning to play this game and get settled in your own way, know, those things are going to happen, and we know that, but we don't stress about it. You know, we just put our head down and keep moving forward.
Derek Carr is our guest as we wrap it up. I also thought, Derek, it was critical with the success that you're seeing at the quarterback position with the four touchdowns and the game-winning drive. You knew that Joe Flacco was coming back, and that crowd was behind him. I thought it was critical for the defense, especially Reggie Nelson on that last hit, to win the game on the defensive side against a former Super Bowl quarterback in their house. Talk about building momentum. We know you have it with this offense, but the defense after the first two games and the stats that were against them, they played huge, especially on that last possession.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You're exactly right. I mean, I think you hit it all on the head, you know, to do it at their place. You know, against a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know, that place is so tough to play in, especially that team. They're consistently one of the better teams in the league every year. So it's always cool to, you know, get a win there. But to see our defense, you know, step up the way that they did and to compete and play the way that they did, you know, it was just really impressive. And, you know, I'm so happy for them. And, I see it every day in practice, you know, so it's, I'm happy that they, you know, did at the end of the game, and you know, they built their confidence just like we tried to.
Derek, finally, I don't know how much of the game you saw the highlights, and you'll see the film prepping for the Chargers, but that was a bad loss for them. They turned it over late twice in the fourth quarter. Breeze came back. You just beat Drew Breeze. You know how good Phillip Rivers is. You've had success against him early in your career, but the way the Chargers lost at home, they're going to have, as you said last week, going to Baltimore, a salty defense and an edge to them. And it almost feels like do or die for the Chargers. What are you expecting from this opponent, knowing the battles that you've had with Rivers in the past?
Oh, yeah. You know, I expected a real, you know, tough physical game, you know, especially in the division. It's always tough. You know, you guys know each other so well. You draft and you get free agents based on your division and all those things. You know, that's how the NFL works. And so, it's going to be a tough game. You know, anytime, you know, they got Phillip Rivers under center, it's going to be a hard-fought game. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it. And, you know, he knows that. I have a great deal of respect for him and his game. And he's just a great person overall, man. So that defense is always, you know, they'll always bring their exotic stuff. They're always going to be physical. They're always going to try and come and get after you. So we got our work cut out for us. But, again, you know, it's a competitive league, and I look forward to the competition.
I 3-0 on the road. If I would have said that to you a month ago, you'd said I take it, JT. But, you know, as you said yesterday, you got to get a win at home in front of these diehard fans who are waiting for your return. Let's wrap it up with that. A message to the Raider Nation as you come back to Oakland.
Yeah, we're excited to get home. You know, and like I said, you know, we got to, you know, it's cool to win all these games on the road, but, you know, we got to get one at home. You know, we got to put our foot down at home. And we have a great opportunity against a really good football team coming in. You know, their record may be what it is, but they've lost a lot of really close games. So we don't really look too much into the record, man. You just turn the film on and you see how good they are. You see how talented they are all over the place. And, you know, it's going to be a good, hard-fought game, but we're looking forward to coming home and playing.
Congratulations, Derek. Thanks for the time. All the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Best.